Walker signed the state budget yesterday at a Kenosha County business. He had announced most of his main budget vetoes in time for the Sunday morning newspapers and took no news media questions yesterday. So part of the budget signing event was just to stress he's still on the same page with his fellow Republicans who run the legislature.
There are 57 vetoes I've issued as part of this budget, and they're like a tiny fraction of this entire budget. What the State Assembly and the State Senate passed is so fundamentally aligned with where I'm signing here today, it's important to focus on that.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says none of the governor's vetoes surprised him. Fitzgerald does say he wished the governor would not have axed a plan to allow bounty hunters in the state.
It's an industry that certainly exists throughout the U.S., and I thought limiting it to five counties and also giving judges the option whether or not to use it probably made it more sustainable, but I guess not. The governor didn't think so.
Democrats are offering some light praise for some of the governor's vetoes, but are upset at many items Walker left intact. State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa of Milwaukee says the governor should have axed a big weakening of residency laws for police and firefighters.
So that now folks can come from outside of the city of Milwaukee into the city to police us, but not live in the city, not invest in the city, not make their home in the city.
Democrats say the governor should also have increased tax cuts for the middle class and reduced those for the wealthy, and accepted more federal health care dollars. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.